This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. Way before Led Zeppelin was even an idea, 1957 to be exact, a 13-year-old Jimmy Page appeared on BBC One on the All You Own Talent Quest show, playing guitar in a skiffle group. Leaving school for good at 15, he formed the band The Paramounts, which got him noticed by singer Red E. Lewis, who asked Page to join his backing band, The Redcaps. And that's the North London Redcaps. The significance of that designation will become clear soon, playing with them for only a couple of months in 1959. The Redcaps morphed into Neil Christian and the Crusaders with Page as lead guitarist until October of 1962, releasing only one single for Columbia featuring him, The Road to Love, backed with Big Beat Drum. Here's that A-side.
Along, babe, this is where you're going, off on the road to love. Come along, babe, for this grand excursion, off on the road to love. Loneliness won't get you anymore. So come along, babe, this is worth the knowing, we're on the road to love. Don't get me wrong, steady, I wouldn't leave you in the lurch. Don't get me wrong, I'm firmly the way to this heavenly church. So I say, come along, babe, where we reap for sowing, rich flows the river of love. Come along, babe, this is where we're going, off on the road to love. Loneliness won't get you anymore. So go tell your folks, Cupid's arm is aching, we're on the road to love. This is where we're going, off on the road to love. Loneliness won't get you anymore. So go tell your folks, Cupid's arm is aching, we're on the road to love. The road to love. The road to love.
Page left behind life as a musician bouncing from band to band for a proper job. Well, maybe not a proper one, but at least a steady job as a session guitarist, a hired act, so to speak. And that, taking only 4 minutes and 55 seconds to get here, is the subject of this final garage. Jimmy Page, session musician. Here's the first project Page appeared on for Columbia Records as a hired gun. A single that, coincidentally, also made number one in the UK charts in 1963. Diamonds by Jed Harris. A 7-inch that also featured ex-Shadows drummer Tony Meehan. Remember earlier mention of the Red Caps? This time I'm referring to the Wausau, just north of Birmingham, England, Red Caps. Jimmy Page played with two bands, or at least rumored to, of the same name. These Red Caps were fronted by Dave Walker, future Idol Race, Savoy Brown, Fleetwood Mac, and one of the seemingly hundreds of incarnations of Black Sabbath band member. He tells a story that Page was in the studio ready to play if needed, but Red Caps lead guitarist Roy Brown handled the lead duties himself. Depending on who you ask, the story changes. Either way, it's a great song, deserving inclusion here. The Chuck Berry track, Talking About You.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. Every time we meet, I'm talking about you. Nobody but you. Come on, give me you. So I can get a message to you. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Let me tell you that she looks so good. She's got swinging hips and a beautiful lip. She ought to be back there in Hollywood. I'm talking about you. Nobody but you. Come on, give me a cue. So I can get my message through. She'd be my bride.
I'm talking about you. Nobody but you. I'm not giving you. So I can get a message soon. Let me tell you about a girl I know. Talking about you.
Couldn't do anymore.
Cause I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Baby, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby. Well, some people think I'm lazy, but there's a lot that they don't know. Cause where I'm in the mood, I can go, can't go.
Cause I'm a lover.
I'm a lover.
like you hound dogs love your home.
Leave her alone, yeah. Leave her alone, yeah. Leave her alone, yeah.
You said you love me all the while. You said our love would always be in style. Thought I was dreaming, but I was wrong. I love you, baby, but your love's not strong. Because I love you, baby. Well, you drive me crazy. Well, I love you, baby, but you ain't no use to me. You said you love me all the while. You said our love would be in style. Thought I was dreaming, but I was wrong. I love you, baby, but your love's not strong. Because I love you, baby. Well, you drive me crazy. Well, I love you, baby, but you ain't no use to me. But your love's not strong. Because I love you, baby. Well, you drive me crazy. Well, I love you, baby. But you ain't no use to me. Yeah, I love you, baby. Well, you drive me crazy. Well, I love you, baby. But you ain't no use to me.
First LP of 1964, Page contributed guitar on two tracks, Hard-Headed Woman and I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. We heard the latter. The First Gear was a five-piece Beatle-like band from Yorkshire, releasing only two singles for Pi in 1964 and 65. The B-side to their first was Leave My Kitten Alone, also covered by the Beatles, and a killer guitar solo by Jimmy Page that the band's regular guitarists couldn't seem to pull off. Another Pi release was The Primitives, Beatles Stones Who-like band, heavy on rocking up R&B tracks that failed to muster any interest in the UK, but managed to release an LP in Italy and Venezuela, of all places. We heard the A-side to their second single, You Said. Page produced, performed on, and wrote Wait For Me for the Southampton beat group Les Fleurs de Lis, releasing seven singles, all for major labels from 1965 to 69. Another band from this period that deserved much more attention.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, downtown, forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Yeah. listen to the talk that's going around the town. Everywhere you go, they're spreading it around, saying that you've gone and found another one. Is it true, my love? Oh, what about the ring you gave me yesterday? Is it fair for me to throw it all away?
Playing other people's music here in the Vinyl Garage.
I don't turn your back on me, babe. Oh, don't say our love can't be, babe.
Another Pye release in the UK was Petula Clark's Downtown, recorded at Pye Studios, Marble Arch, London, October of 64, with session guitarist Vic Flick and Jimmy Page. The record remained on the charts in 1965 for 36 weeks. The pairing of Flick and Page will come up again later in the show. Sharing guitar duties with Page was Jim Sullivan on Lulu's cover of the Jagger Richards track, Surprise, Surprise. The B-side to Satisfied. The cut was credited to Lulu and the Lovers. Brenda Lee was the first American singer to grace Decca Studio No. 2 in West Hampstead, London, recording the track Is It True? Paige and Jackie DeShannon took their relationship out of the studio, becoming an item while she was in London. DeShannon, because she wrote her own material, was an anomaly in the industry. One of these songs was Don't Turn Your Back on Me, featuring Paige. Their professional relationship scored 6 co-written songs, an album, and the only single to bear his name on the label as a performer, a record that he also provided lead vocals. That record, She Just Satisfies, was released on Fontana. Bond movie series theme songs was Goldfinger, sung by Shirley Bassey. It's unclear whether Page was part of the sessions that begat the aforementioned, but it is clear he played acoustic on the instrumental soundtrack version of the song which we heard, along with fellow session man Vic Flick, who, being the go-to guitar player for a Bond session, contributed to both. Let's take a short side trip with Flick. Vic is indelibly associated with 007 due to his iconic lead guitar on the James Bond theme, first heard in the film Dr. No. And the first of two Beatle movie references this show on the soundtrack intro of Help. And again crossing paths with Page as members of the George Martin Orchestra on the soundtrack to Hard Day's Night on This Boy, Ringo's Theme. Another iconic track that Page can claim ownership to was Donovan's Sunshine Superman that ironically also included bassist John Baldwin, his future Zeppelin bandmate also known as John Paul Jones.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, cause I made my tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and I baby, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle and dive far above in the sea. You can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne. Tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and now baby,
his home. The only life I've ever known. Only you know how I love Tobacco Road. Your home.
It'll make me mean, yeah, Lord, make me mean. Yeah, I'm trying. ball it about me. Done my time, done my time. They have been tapping them ball it about me. Done my time, done my time. Said I done my time, done my time. Said I done my time, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you know? All I need is my brother. I say I'm gonna get high. Tell no insane no more. And it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like madness. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get back.
the distinctive string-bending riff of the Nashville Teens' first single, Tobacco Road, with thanks to Jimmy Page. Anything but from Nashville, the Teens called Surrey, UK home. Coincidentally, Page's hometown. Taking a backseat to Them's guitarist Billy Harrison, Jimmy provided the rhythm track for Baby Please Don't Go, their second single, the B-side of which was another iconic track, Gloria. Strangely, Page was brought in to add to the second Who single, I Can't Explain, backed with Bald-Headed Woman. His contribution was the droning fuzz guitar of the latter, because, according to Who bassist John Entwistle, Page owned the only fuzz pedal in England at the time. The title cut to Joe Cocker's first LP and Lennon and McCartney cover, with A Little Help from My Friends, featured Page from the very start of the track. The very late session job took place between the death of the Yardbirds and the birth of Zeppelin. Next, closing out the show with another high-profile band, the Rolling Stones, and their Heart of Stone. Not the version that would find its way to the single, but a demo featuring Page and session drummer Clem Catini, the only Stone on the track being Mick Jagger. This track surfaced in 1975 on the one of many compilation LPs the Stones released, Metamorphosis. Perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Make me glad. Better listen, little girl. Go on, walk.
Sucks.